Audio 249. Describe a newspaper or a magazine. I recently read a magazine called China Today. I read this magazine because it had a lot of interesting articles about different aspects of China and its vast culture. I had never known about this magazine before, but coincidentally, it caught my eye whilst I was in a bookstore. In actual fact, I went there to buy a book, but ended up buying this particular magazine instead. I think the benefits are that you are able to absorb the information that you can read at your own leisure, and you can choose the articles which interest you the most. Just to mention that it's also handy for most people that still enjoy reading the press is the availability online. Most publications have an app or a news feed you can subscribe to, which allows you to get the articles online. I've only read a couple of editions because it does not always appeal to me. But with this magazine, you're able to read more in-depth articles about specific peoples or places or something like that, which is away from the current affairs and other sensitive news stories. I would say that from these articles, I can gain a lot of information to enrich my understandings of different cultural aspects. You know, it just boils down to the fact that I love reading and I really enjoy reading many different types of stories and articles. I don't often buy the actual newspaper or magazine these days because it's much easier to read the information online through an online website or an app.